Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Eric Zane Show podcast for this broadcast day, I guess. Probably a better way to say that, but I'm not good at it. Welcome in. Hello to you all. Pooh Bear returning home as we speak from her adventure over to see my dad. That continues to be a work in progress as Joanne recovers from this knee injury, which I guess is doing okay, as best as can be expected. I think what we are discovering, though, hang on, I got to make sure my hair is perfect as can be, is as this whole process plays out, everybody that's been involved with my dad's care is realizing that we're pretty sure that my dad needs around-the-clock care, except for maybe when he's sleeping. And I'm just hopeful that my beloved mother and stepmother realizes that, and we figure out a way to have that taken care of. Because, you know, I mean, she's going to be 90 in 2 weeks. He'll be 92 on March 17th. And though her mind is very sharp, she, I don't know, it just seems like there's a lot going on that could lead to trouble if they're alone. And I think convincing my mother, my stepmother of that is probably the biggest challenge, because who wants that, you know? That's probably the one thing that if you're, like if I'm that age, and someone says, yeah, we need someone to be with you to take care of you, I'll be like, ah, screw that. I can do it. And then, you know, this is probably going to happen in the same scenario with me, with Pooh Bear and I, except I'll be my dad and she'll be Joanne. And I'll be the one who memory resets every 3 minutes. Poor guy. I cannot imagine, because he's always, for the most part, very, very cheery. My beloved father is. He's always in a good mood. And like my daughter was talking to him on FaceTime this weekend, Jacqueline, and Diana says, so Ruben, this is your granddaughter, Jackie. Hey, and he knows that he's supposed to know them and love them, but he does not. He has no idea who they are. A lot of the time, he doesn't know who I am or Diana is, but he know what the best part is. The thing is, he knows that he's surrounded by people who love him. In this case, my daughter or Diana or whoever. So he always recognizes that, even though he may not know who he's talking to. He knows that someone cares about him. So that's about all you can hope for. Welcome back. Chris says, oh, shoot, we back? Yeah, just a couple minutes. Just a couple minutes here doing my thing. Thank you so much. Molly says, did I say thank you so much? Molly says, did you get back from working your 22nd hour today? You know, the level of snark out of you is probably at an all-time high. You know, I don't know why you continue to beat me up for encouraging you and everyone else to be the best that they can be and to hold themselves accountable. And do all those important things. All I do is encourage. And then I get mocked. I am brutalized. I am a victim. Alan says, yo, Tophis, did Tophis calm his tits? I didn't know his tits weren't calm. What am I missing? Were there fireworks that I'm not aware of? I think Tophis might have been upset that gang members are being kicked out of the country and that terror rings are being broken up. He's upset. He's upset about those things. So remember I talked with you in the last podcast about how the FBI went in and they broke up the ISIS terror ring in Dearborn, Michigan. All right, the home of terrorism. And so then they, and then the attorney for these four guys, aged 16 to 20, said, no, no, no. It was all just video game talk. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know if we can, if I can wrap my mind around the FBI.
This Labor Day, Vanderhyde.
The FBI had it all screwed up, and it was all just talking video games. They were getting ready to play Call of Duty or something like that, and the FBI was in on the gameplay, and thus they raided the home because they were talking video games. I don't know if I believe that. I've got a news story that goes along with these developments. Check it out.
Metro Detroit in the national spotlight. It is linked to a potential terror plot that could have turned Halloween weekend into a horrifying tragedy. And it's one the FBI believes was inspired by ISIS extremism right in our own backyards. Good evening to you and welcome to 7 News Detroit at 11. I'm Carolyn Clifford. Let's get right to the very latest.
By the way, she's a puker. She's doing this. She's a terror plot. She's doing all that.
Tonight, at least two suspects are in custody, and three others have been taken in for questioning. Investigators say the plot came from online chat room discussions with talk about the attack happening right around Halloween. The takedown played out this morning as FBI agents swarmed two homes in Dearborn and a storage facility in Inkster. 7 News Detroit reporter Brett Cast is tracking the developments for us as this investigation continues.
Brett Cast might have the squarest head I've ever seen on a human.
Unfold. Brett?
You can still see some of the damage on the porch behind me.
We call them Roblox.
Federal officials moved in this morning heavily armed, and the FBI says these raids stopped a potential terror attack that was allegedly being planned for this weekend. However, an attorney who's representing one of the men who was arrested tells me that no such plot existed.
My husband, like, jumped out of bed because he heard, like, a bang sound. And then all of a sudden, he heard, like, bang, bang, bang. So he thought it was, like, shotgun, like, a gun went off.
As Dearborn residents woke up to flashbangs and FBI vehicles, they were alarmed to learn a home on their street was being raided in an alleged terrorism investigation. Seen by the jackets that read Terrorism Task Force and a post by FBI Director Kash Patel on X that said agents thwarted a potential terrorist attack in Michigan that was allegedly being planned for Halloween weekend.
In general, everything that's happening in the country right now is a bit scary. I feel like everybody is scared.
Despite Dearborn police saying there was no threat to the public, the news struck fear in some parents ahead of trick-or-treating.
Usually this is really packed, so I think most people are honestly a little scared. I know one
Hijab, I think is what I say. The whole community of Dearborn is Arab.
Friends was scared to come out.
According to ABC News sources, the suspects range in age from 16 to 20. An undercover operative monitored online communications from a number of suspects in a group chat, prompting the FBI to take action when one suspect mentioned Pumpkin Day. ABC News sources also report that firearms training was part of the suspect's routine.
A little concerning, you know, if something, you know, God forbid, were to happen, but,
you know. What is up with this guy?
Is the FBI doing their part? I feel a little bit better now.
One raid happened on Horger Street, the other on Middle Point. There was also a raid at a storage facility in Inkster. Police there also increasing patrols.
Give me some evidence.
We had trick-or-treated all of our lives as kids growing up in Dearborn.
In the midst of this, Dearborn residents like Sean Ahmad.
Screw this story. It's telling me nothing. So what did they... There was a little bit of information on the written story. They recovered three AR-15-style rifles, two shotguns, four handguns, and more than 1,600 rounds of ammunition compatible with the rifles. So they've got the weaponry to do it. They've got the chatter online. And the attorney's just saying, yeah, it was just video game stuff. They also had tactical gear. They had been practicing at local gun ranges and looking for possible attack locations. Conversations between the five individuals, according to this, they refer to themselves as brothers, happen on encrypted communication apps. I gotta do the pumpkin for real. And then I don't know, it's redacted. Don't do the pumpkin, I'm gonna slit my wrists. The complaint says that two of the guys had traveled together and scouted possible locations in Ferndale, Michigan on September 19th and 20th, including three bars on Woodward Avenue. Given that person one, Ali and Muhammad, are all under 21 years old, and based on what I have learned during this investigation, I believe it is unlikely that they would have gone to this club to drink alcohol, because they can't. So they thought that they were scouting out places. I hope one of them wasn't the magic bag where we do the Who Are These podcast show, because that's in, is that in Ferndale? The magic bag? Ferndale or Royal Oak? I think it is Ferndale. Jesus. That's probably a stone's throw away from where these guys were scouting out places. Unbelievable. So glad that they're busted. All right. Molly says, yeah, you sure are the victim, and I'm the victim as well. There you go, Easy. FBI could use your expertise 40 hours a week. Right on. I'm here to help. I'm always here to help. All right, so I'm glad they got the bad guys. I think it's a hell of a lot more than just playing video games, but there we go. Local faith leaders are banding together in the community, and they're doing their part to bring awareness to the SNAP benefits running out. You can't go anywhere without hearing about the SNAP benefits running out. There's no more food for folks who are underprivileged to eat. I've got a story here. I thought I did. Oh, what the hell happened to that? Anyway, could have swore I had a story for you. Concerning that, local faith leaders to fast amid SNAP benefit relapse.
60,000 West Michigan households alone receive SNAP benefits. It's $19.1 million in monthly food assistance now on hold. And Feeding America West Michigan says this suspension creates an urgent need for community support. So we start in Ottawa County, where there are two resource sites opening starting today. That is Fellowship Christian Reformed Church in Granville, 10 a.m. to noon at their Ivan Rest Avenue campus. And then Love Your Neighbor in Hudsonville from 5:30 to 6:30 this evening at their location on Van Buren Street. Then Feeding America West Michigan launched their...
I'm not playing this tonight. It's a podcast, for God's sake. I don't want to give an
Michigan State the Paw, Nile, peanut butter, canned fruits.
All right. Apparently, I shouldn't have played this. Let me get into the ins and outs of the story, though, because there is something here. The local faith leaders have gathered together, and they have announced that with SNAP benefits going away, they are... I guess, not going to eat anymore. So you get all the local churches get together. They show up. And I'm not sure why that they're not going to eat anymore. Maybe like to show solidarity for the people who are losing their SNAP benefits. So in order to show the solidarity, they're going to go ahead and no longer eat. Now, if I am getting SNAP benefits and I find out that the local churches the faith leaders are not going to eat. I'm disgusted. I'm like, no, how about you do this? Instead of starving yourselves to protest us not getting your SNAP benefits, how about you pass the hat and make it so that our SNAP benefits don't go away because all of you rich-ass churches have banded together and are funding us in our local community until the SNAP benefits come back, okay? So let's take work out of the equation. These people that are getting the SNAP benefits, they are not actually going to go out and earn the money to go out and buy the food that they are losing because of the free food going away. And they see that the faith leaders are starving themselves. Faith leaders think they're doing a good thing. And all of the people that are starving, losing their SNAP benefits, they're like, fuck you. How about you do something tangible and give us money that is supposed to be ours in the first place because we get this entitlement? How about you do that? Wouldn't that be nice if you gave us your money and fed us? All right. Cole says, feed the lazy, fatty churches. That's what they should be doing anywhere. Anyway. Tyler says, raise your hands if you think they're actually going to fast or just saying they are. That's exactly right. So when I was a practicing Catholic, all those times I'd say, all right, it's Holy Thursday. You got to fast today. As soon as your backs were turned, I was eating a whole turkey. Do you remember all those times that I said, all right, it's Lent. You can't eat meat on Friday. I had a buffalo smoking in the other room. Okay. Oh my gosh. Yes. Good Friday. Can't eat any meat. Complete fasting. You can't eat all day. I gained like 30 pounds. That's what you do. You say you're going to fast and then you don't fast. That's how this works. Then you go to Mass and you talk about, hey man, I've been fasting. It's so great. I'm in touch with the Lord because I'm fasting. I'm like, oh my God, me too. And meanwhile, he's eating a granola bar while you're talking to him. They gathered at Calder Plaza. Perhaps none of us thought that we would be at a juncture where federal funding for food assistance would have stopped because of a government shutdown, said Reverend Lynette Sparks with Westminster Presbyterian Church, who introduced the fast. We are afraid that the size of the food deficit caused by the lack of SNAP funding is simply too large to be filled by private action or by state or city action. So we are fasting until SNAP benefits are restored. Okay. I believe we have a responsibility to care for our community's children, especially since children are the primary beneficiaries of SNAP benefits, said Cantor Rick Lawrence. We read in the Old Testament. Okay, he's going to get in all that. Okay, so I don't know. I would think that the fasting that you're doing, you'll have a family in the church say, we're starving. My little ones haven't eaten in days. And then these people will say, well, we have good news for you. What is it? Please tell me you've got some macaroni and cheese. No, even better. We are fasting. We are fasting for you. So with that in mind, you should be fine going forward. Now, I don't know how that is. Man Bun Chris says, the Bible says you can fast if it's keto-friendly cookie dough. Oh my God, it's back. The keto-friendly cookie dough. Absolutely amazing. Great callback. All right. Speaking of SNAP benefits, I want to go over something that our good pal MAGA Pat sent along. Now, Pat sometimes in his show notes, His MAGA shows through, okay? And he definitely had that this time. He listened last week to our pals Freebird and Hot Wings from October 27 through the 31st. So that would be all last week. He says, big week for virtue signaling by the crew. Now, I've heard that term, but I need a concise, clear definition. The act of expressing opinions as beliefs to appear morally superior or to gain social approval rather than out of genuine conviction. That is what that is defined as. The term is often used negatively to suggest that a person is more concerned with seeming good than with taking meaningful action to support the cause that they are publicly backing. Okay, great. Now I got it. Patrick says, big week for virtue signaling by the crew. He writes, the same people celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination. Timeout. I do not know that anyone on that cruise celebrated Charlie Kirk's assassination. That is an overstatement and patently false. No one on that show, as far as I know, celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And that's some of the problems with reading MAGA Pat's shit. Is it's just laced with MAGA authority. And I cannot read that and let you get away with that. I can't read it and support that comment. So that is a fucking foul right there. But let's move on. The same people celebrating CK's assassination are now doubling down with their true colors. Two examples. Example number one. Kelly Cheese equates anti-vaxxers as flat earthers. Okay. I'll continue. This same person who was married for 7 months, couldn't be a teacher because of drug arrests. Now, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's true. So I'm going to say allegedly because I've never heard that before. Hid in her closet during COVID. I haven't heard of that either. And pronounced bigender as bigender. I did hear that. Is now insulting free thinkers that didn't blindly inject experimental harmful serums into their veins. All right, now I need to break that down. Where it says Kelly Cheese equates anti-vaxxers to flat earthers. That would mean that flat earthers, which are brainwashed and stupid, that would mean that anti-vaxxers are also brainwashed and stupid. And I agree with that. Example number two, Maitland wearing a mask to, quote, protect her friends. MAGA Pat writes, LOL, bless her heart, the naive child still thinks cloth masks serve a useful purpose despite mountains of evidence to the contrary. Well, it depends on the weave, frankly. I did look this up, too. Masks can be very helpful if they're the right mask. If it's the mask you get at the checkout at the gas station, probably not. Anyway. More virtue signaling from the entire crew as Steve is too dimwitted to understand how a government shutdown works. MAGA Pat adds, just like during COVID, the woke FBHW crew encourage others to stay home from their jobs while the crew works on. Why would they do that? Three, perhaps the most ridiculous example of virtue signaling and self-promotion rolled into one example. Now, I did hear this. This was stupid. Freebeer's house is handing out food, applesauce and ramen noodles during trick-or-treating because of SNAP benefits ending. Quote, hi, I'm Freebeer. I know you're here for candy and trick-or-treating, but here's some food because you're poor. What a self-righteous tool. these 50-plus-year-old men really need to spend less time on social media. I'm just going to say this. If I'm a kid coming to your house and you give me Kraft macaroni and cheese, I'm going to throw that back in your fucking face. 4. More celebration from Freebeer about a crying grown man. This time, an ultra-rich, multimillionaire professional athlete. Despite Steve's attempts to have Freebeer come to his senses, Freebeer undeterred continues the sob story for a man whose descendants are set for life because of his ability to play a child's game. I don't know what the fuck that is. 5. Steve gets all up in his feels about being a fanboy of some radio DJ who died. Freebeer piles on with effusive... Did I say that right? E-F-F-U-S-I-V-E? Effusive praise. Given that this person inspired Steve, I hate to take issue with his alleged greatness. Or I have to take issue with his alleged greatness. And surprisingly, Steve doesn't tell us what his kids think about this guy's death. So that's in reference to Pierre Robert. And I did hear Steve talk about him, and it sounded fine to me. What I did cringe at was Freebeer and Hot Wings talking about how great he was. Because when we were on in Philadelphia, we used to prank that fucker and harass the shit out of that guy. Big time. Pierre Robert. And we would mock him on the air. We would do parodies of him. And he sucked shit. And I can't believe that they were glowing about him. Going on and on. Offering that type of praise for that guy. He sucked. Tophus says, did MAGA Pat give citation for those findings? I'd love to look them up. Don't waste your time. Don't even bother. Just let him go. Whenever he starts off on his crazy MAGA shit, just go, yeah, okay, sounds good. It's not a big deal. You know, you got to understand that on this show in particular, MAGA audience members are not full on R word. All right. They're not as bad as you're making them out to be. They're wonderful humans who believe what they believe, and you just let it go. You just, you know, in one ear and out the other. There's no point in getting wound up. And the thing about that is they do the same with you, Tophus, who's, you know, a bleeding heart liberal. I am not. I'm not either of those things. I'm just Eric. I've talked about this before. From what I'm understanding, I guess I am somewhat libertarian. According to my pal, Bread Bull Brain Chris, and if I am a libertarian, that means my vote does not count in the election. Okay? Because idiots are going to vote right, and idiots are going to vote left. And then the only smart ones are people like me, and we account for 0.00001 of the voting population. That's true, 100%. Man Bun Chris says he's doing the Lord's work going through all these clips. The far right corner with your old pal Pat, he's doing the Lord's work with all these clips. It was fun when it wasn't all politically on the clips he pulls. Yeah. It could be more fun if you just ranted and raved about how shitty the show is. That's what he's suggesting, and I agree. No one really laughs at politics. Okay, if there's going to be any laughing at politics, it's because of something that I said. I am the only person near a microphone ever that has the ability to take politics and make it interesting and fun. Because all the assholes on the right and all the assholes on the left are perfect for fodder for your old pal EZ. Alan says, do I need to start pulling clips again for fuck's sake? Not necessary. I don't even, you know, if Pat sends me shit, I told him, I go, Pat, I'm not going to use 90% of this. He just points me in a direction. Like, he pointed me in the direction for the insurance industry segment, which I'm glad he did. I wouldn't have gotten it otherwise. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. And that led to an absolute high point moment, which is something I wanted to share with you. I just reminded myself of this. I heard from an audience member, and I'm not going to try to find it while I'm talking, but he said I know where it is. I know where it is. You know, sometimes I get these things and I forget where I see them. But it was on the show subreddit. /r/Eric. Oh my God, I suck so bad. There it is. Based on the discussion about insurance. I just listened to yesterday's Who Are These Freebirds. I couldn't believe the ignorance they were spewing about health insurance. Obviously, everyone's coverage and health insurances are different, but this is year to date for my wife, myself, and our 3-year-old. But yeah, health insurance doesn't do anything. Okay. May 9th. Amount charged, $367,878. Amount covered, $362,543. you pay $5,335. How great is that? Fantastic. As usual, one comment, and it's me. You know, I would like to think that the shit that I talk about on this show is enough to warrant your attention. I mean, if you're here enjoying it, why wouldn't that be? I can't, is there, no one wants to talk about it? I mean, that's the point of the subreddit, to go on there and say, yeah, easy talking about this. He's full of shit. I can't believe it. I would love that. You know, it's kind of like just a place to get together and talk about the show. It could be worse, though, because I don't even have 600 people that follow me on the subreddit. And, you know, I'll get a post a week showing up. And then if you go to my arch rivals, Freebeer and Hot Wings, they haven't had a post in almost two straight months. And there's 7,000 people that follow their subreddit. Tyler says, quote, you shouldn't have to pay anything. Signed, anti-insurance morons. All right. You'll probably never want to go onto a Ferris wheel ever again. Two girls hospitalized. You know how, like, if you take a look here at this stock footage of a Ferris wheel, each of those, I don't know what they're called, gondolas, cars, they hang freely, and as the Ferris wheel goes around, they kind of stay stationary. You might wobble a little bit here and there. For whatever fucking reason, the thing tipped, and it dumped two little girls out of the Ferris wheel. I don't know if this is a poverty carny ride or what, but both girls under 13 fell out. This is somewhere in New Roads, Louisiana, at the Harvest Festival on Saturday. The Ferris wheel bucket tipped over, dumping them out. Eddie Jones was waiting in line when he watched it happen. I might be able to get that story. Yeah, I can get a man on the street version of this. As it happened at the Big Harvest Festival.
News.
Two girls recovering in the hospital tonight after being thrown from a Ferris wheel. Good evening and welcome to 9 News at 6. I'm Dion Giller. It happened at...
Dion sounds a little light in the loafers.
The Harvest Festival in New Roads. And in just the last 90 minutes, the state fire marshal's office says only...
And his eyes are way too far apart on his face. This guy's an alien. He is a gay alien.
That Ferris wheel and a nearby ride are closed. That means the fair is still open tonight. That's where we find Riley Kramer with those new details. Riley.
There's still a lot of people here at the New Roads Harvest Festival, but the energy is low after two girls were ejected from the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, I can't believe anybody would stay there. I mean, the girl falls out. Two chicks fall out of the Ferris wheel. They're like, ah, well, let's go ride the Himalaya, you know, or the Crack the Whip. Those are the rides that they all have the same soundtrack. Like if you're on the Himalaya, it doesn't matter what year you're on the ride. The second you get on it, it's always Rat, Round and Round. And then Mr. Brownstone by Guns N' Roses, followed by Rock You Like a Hurricane. And maybe Living After Midnight by Judas Priest. Every single fair. I think it's a contracted deal with whoever made the Himalaya or the Crack the Whip. You have to play those songs.
And one of them was stuck. This happened just before noon today. We don't know what caused this to happen.
Maybe Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue.
Happened, but as you can see in these images, the Ferris wheel cart seems to be stuck at an angle with the door open. Sheriff Renee Thibodeau says we don't know the condition of the girls, but one of the teenagers was airlifted to a hospital in Baton Rouge, which indicates serious injuries. He said law enforcement agencies are looking into it as we speak.
That is under investigation. The Louisiana State Fire Marshals.
Oh, I love that Cajun accent. Fire Marshals, says Sheriff Rene Thibodeau.
Are here, and they're going to inspect that Ferris wheel, and they've also inspected the other rides. So now most of the rides are opening again, except for the Ferris wheel.
They're like Southern French Fox is what they are.
Tonight at 10, we'll hear from someone who witnessed the aftermath of it all, plus some teenagers who were on the Ferris wheel just last night. In New Roads, Riley Kramer, WFB 9 News.
Yeah, that's a classic example of poverty carny rides. And you don't always have the dirt people that can rush in to help. I mean, there was no helping those young. The dirt people could do nothing for that ride. Hello to Eisen Libet. Hello to you. You look new. Welcome. Make yourself at home. Alan says the Ferris wheel or the Himalaya is always blasting rat. Tophus suggests the song Final Countdown by Europe. My God. Man Bun Chris says you have to play it now. If you're talking about a poverty carny ride goes haywire at a Michigan hillbilly convention, dirt people rush in to help, and then you don't play it when we actually have a story about a poverty carny ride, you're doing a massive injustice to the audience.
From that carnival ride up, I think was in Traverse City, that looked like it was in a, it's full of people, and it looked like it was going to tip over, and everybody rushed to help balance the thing. I was reading from the Eric Zane Show podcast, and they had the video. And his quote was, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. Dirt people rush to help. Oh, Zane. Every time Eric Zane, it seems like he's going to settle down and just be a good guy. He completely alienates a half his audience. It's amazing. On a serious note, how about the people who came and balance that? Now, I'm not going to jump on these rides at all. You know what I love about carnivals? They're food. I'm not lying. Food and cold beer or cold beverages. But if you're the Eric Zane Show podcast, you can't put as a headline over the video, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. Dirt people rush to help. Oh, gosh. I'm not going to stereotype carnies, okay? I'm not going to do that. I applaud the people who just all rush there to balance it, to stop the damn ride and let the people get off before there was tragedy. And the reason we can laugh is that there was no tragedy. And I think Eric should retract his paragraph above the video, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers, dirt people rush down. 24/7, the podcast are free at the Huge Show.
You know, if you look at the ride, this is the actual video footage of that moment. All right. Okay, so you see the first guy The thing was moving to some degree. Here it is. It's moving. No big deal. All right. And this guy goes, oh, I can balance it this way. I can bring it back down to earth. And I don't blame him for trying. My suggestion was that they didn't do anything. Like, it didn't work. Like, it stopped on its own. And then all these other guys are like, oh, an opportunity to look like a hero. The one guy was walking. This guy's walking. He can't even go into a... Oh, and then he runs the last four steps. And then they're like, oh, yeah, the ride broke. And then every guy that's there, every hillbilly that's there is making an attempt to stop the stupid ride. But I honestly don't think that it would have fallen over either way. And then if you remember when that hit, it was like the biggest news story of the weekend. Everybody was like, oh, the hearts on these heroes to rush over and hang on to the side. And I was the only person in America who punched a hole in that story. Okay? The only one. And I got so much grief over that because of my line, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. Dirt people rush in to help. And it was perfectly written headline. It did what it was supposed to do. Take a story that everybody loved and put it on its ear. And that's how you do that. That is textbook easy troll 101. Okay. Tyler says only inbred dirt people strength could anchor that thing down. I applaud these fine folks. Bob says someone didn't secure the R key in the pin. I don't know what that means.
They said, no, no, no.
How did we get?
You should let us fight.
Why am I hearing Trump? Trump does awkward Narendra Modi impression during APEC speech. What the hell? Now I want to hear it.
Two nuclear nations, and they said, no, 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 you should let us fight. They both said that. You know, they're war.
Yeah, right, this didn't work out. It was a failure on all accounts. All right. Before I continue on, thank you, as always, to Impact Power Sports. They sponsor the studio. They're wonderful. If you want to get a Yamaha golf cart, that's where you go. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They are in Rockford, Michigan. Not only Yamaha golf carts, but motorcycles, EVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, scooters, go-karts, snowmobiles, side-by-sides, four-wheelers. They have it all at Impact Power Sports and a full-service department that can help you out. Find them online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. The great team at Irvine's can help you with whatever is acting up on your vehicle. Maybe your EV, maybe your hybrid. They can help you with all of those. And they have free loaner cars. You can check out their Google reviews displayed prominently on their website, ervines.com. That is ervines.com. Frank Fuss is ready for you. Open enrollment has begun at healthcare.gov. On Saturday, I took the phone call from Frank. My insurance is in place. And I changed my policy. You're like, what? He said, you see, the policy that you have now, the cost of that is going to go up significantly because of what's going on with healthcare. How do you want to approach this? You can pay it, and it's going to cost you a lot, or I can modify your insurance plan. What do you mean, Frank? Well, Do you have any major things, operations, hip, knee replacement, anything, shoulder work, back fusion, anything going on in the next year? No. Why don't you go with a high deductible plan for the year until this gets sorted out, and then we'll revisit this in 12 months? Okay. So now I'm paying $330. I was paying $650 for the past 12 months. Now I have a different insurance plan, and it's cheaper than the last one. And that's because I had Frank to navigate that for me. So you can get that same type of service for free when you go to appointment with Frank. Appointmentwithfrank.com. Fill out the form and you're on his schedule. That's it. Don't mess around with this, man. King's Room Barbershop is at kingsroom.net. Great place to get your hair cut. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Kingsroom.net is their website. King's Room Barbershop haircuts are $21. Great place for guys or chicks who like short hair to get their hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Thank you to them. When you go to their website, kingsroom.net, exact locations are there, not to mention hours of operation and schedules for the various stylists that do their thing at the three King's Room Barbershop locations. So you can make sure that you're going to the right one.
They have strong people.
Wherever that may be to get your hair cut. And finally today, Kuiper Tree Care. Speaking of cutting, they don't cut hair at Kuiper Tree Care. They cut trees. If you've got one that's kind of outgrown its life, it's past its prime, you want it gone, call or text Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. 616-828-8225. I appreciate that so much. You can have a tree removed. You can have the stump ground, tree trimmed, storm damage, and take care of that. Tree risk assessment. They do it all at Kuiper Tree Care, KuiperTreeCare.com. Murder Lover Linda says, I'm talking to Frank in 30 minutes. Say hi to him. Finally today, we need to get into Jaden Daniels of the Washington Redskins.
Prime Minister
I keep hearing Trump talking to me for some reason. I wish he'd shut up. This is the one that's going around. I've got two versions of this. This version from the broadcast and then another version that Nick and the arena sent along. So Daniels is the quarterback for the Washington Commanders. Last night, he's getting dragged down. And you see, this is his left arm. He's going to have that break his fall. And then you can all see what direction, things were normal, that his arm would bend. Well, picture it going the opposite direction. And the elbow is, it falls off. And then the arm goes the opposite direction. So this is, it's why we call it Muppety Monday. And this one is truly Muppety as I frame by frame it. So, okay, here. Now, we'll actually see the point where it breaks in half. Okay, he hasn't yet touched the ground. Okay, now it's on the ground. Now watch. Right there in this elbow, it's going to completely get destroyed. He's a millisecond away from his elbow exploding into 8 billion pieces. Okay, starting. Crack. It's not moving. It's bending backward. All of that is disintegrating. Look at his. Now, look, the elbow was normal. And now the elbow is off and it's going, it's completely dislocating. It's backwards. It's backward. Look at that. Holy shit. It's making us all sick to our stomachs. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh. That was incredible.
Daniels got tangled and the arm just gets pinned.
Okay, so when it's that bad, you might as well just bring out a hacksaw and just saw it off right on the field. You know? Ugh. My God. I need to back up. Let's see. Nick sent along another example of that. I swear I have it. Aha. The internet has changed that video up a little bit. And I'll show you what that means. They've added a sound effect.
Just one of the bright stars in the league, JD Daniels. Injured here. Timeout. Season.
Someone said, who dubbed in that bone-cracking sound? Genius.
Just one of the bright stars in the league, JD Daniels. Injured here. Timeout.
It's fucking great. Oh, no. Oh, wow. Nick says that is real audio from the dome microphone. Ugh. Stevie says the sound effect makes it so much worse. No, you're right. I agree with you. I want to see it again.
Just one of the bright stars.
Okay, so I pause it right, and then.
The lead, JD Daniels. Injured here. Timeout.
Holy shit, that is fantastic. Oh, my God. Play Joe Theismann and Alex Smith breaking their legs videos. No, I'm not going to do that. That's enough. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. Bob says, how about the new field goal record set yesterday? You know, Now, you're running a risk that I might have been just about to play that, and then you would get banned for being a story stealer. But I don't know about this, so you're safe. Jaguars kicker breaks NFL record for the longest made field goal. Okay. This is that moment. We can do this. Here we go. Cam Little. So it looks like the ball is being placed at the 38. No, at the 42. So that would be a 68-yarder.
68 yards away. It's up there. It's out there. And it's good. It's good from 68.
That's awesome. I was talking with, believe it or not, Eddie Murray. I might have mentioned this at that Hope Network event. And I go, are we going to see? He's a legendary Detroit Lions kicker. That he kicked at a time when, you know, they'd be like, oh, the leg on Eddie Murray. He was, he nailed one from 40 yards in the Lions' victory. Over whoever. You know, that was at a time when that was like, oh my God, Eddie Murray, he can kick one over 40 yards. I mean, there was no way he would even attempt like a 45-yarder. Now they're kicking it 68 yards. To think that they could actually have it where they place the ball, you know, at the 40 on the other side of the field for a 70-yard field goal. They're knocking on the door of a 70-yard bomb. I think that's pretty much the, I guess that's the maximum. We're getting to the upper reaches of what a human can possibly do with kicking a football, I guess. But who knows? Maybe changes in training could make it so that they kick. I want it to be where you're on your own 1-yard line, and you're kicking it 5 yards deep in the end zone so that it would be like a 115-yard kick. Because if you've got a weapon like that on your team, who he's perfect from beyond 100, you don't even need good players. All you need is people who can block for the kicker. If you have a kicker that can kick north of a 100-yard field goal, you don't need running backs. You don't, your team's salary would be like $1,000 a game. You just need assholes who can block. And then you every game you're winning like 30 to whatever the score is. I guess you would need defense, so I take it back. You need people that can block for the kicker and a defense. You don't actually need an offense. So if they kick off to you and then you fair catch it at the one, and then it's first and 10 from your own one, you kick a field goal. You don't even need a quarterback. You don't need running back. You need a fucking guy who can hold the ball and blockers. That's it. What a weapon that would be, you know? I don't know if that would happen. If my team, that's all they did was kick field goals like that, if this actually wasn't and it was the Detroit Lions, I wouldn't be able to root for them. I would hate that. All right. Man Bun Chris talking about kicking back in the day when Eddie Murray was a kicker. Look at him go. He's 4 for 4 on extra points with that rocket leg. Oh, look at him from 25 yards out. Really putting the oomph into that one is Eddie Murray. Bob says that guy also hit a 70-yard field goal during preseason. Yeah. In my opinion, if you make one from 60 and above, every yard is another point. Like a 60-yarder is 4 points. 61, 5. 62 is 6. You know, so that was an 11-point field goal right there. They should change the rules so that field goals are worth more. Thank you for being here and enjoying the show today. I am done podcasting on the free platform. There's more on the Patreon platform. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. But for now, I hope you've enjoyed what I've given you today, or what I've attempted to do today. Hopefully it's been enjoyable to some degree. Till next time, folks. This is your old pal EZ signing off on the Eric Zane Show free podcast. I will join you later on Patreon. Have a good one, folks, and goodbye.